Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Ever feel like your relationships are sucking the life out of you? Like you're constantly giving, 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 but never really getting what you need in return? Well, let's talk about boundaries, because honey, sometimes saying no is the most loving thing you can do for yourself and your relationships. Today we're diving deep into setting those healthy boundaries that are going to keep you energized, fulfilled, and feeling like a rock star in your connections. Think of it like this. Boundaries are like invisible fences around our energy, protecting us from getting trampled by the constant demands of others. They ain't about being selfish or shutting people out. They're about honoring your own needs and creating space for healthy, respectful interactions. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that are going to level up your boundary-setting game. First off, know thyself. What are your non-negotiables? What drains you? What energizes you? What makes you feel respected? Figure out those core values and needs, because that's your foundation for building healthy boundaries. It's like knowing your love language, except instead of flowers and chocolates, it's about respecting your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Next up, communication is king. You gotta be clear and direct with the people in your life about what you need. No beating around the bush, no passive-aggressive sighs, just honest, open communication. Think of it like ordering at a restaurant. You wouldn't expect them to guess what you want, right? Same goes for your needs. Thirdly, practice saying no with confidence. This one is tough, I get it. But remember, saying yes all the time just sets you up for resentment and burnout. It's okay to decline requests, prioritize your own well-being, and even disappoint people sometimes. You don't need an elaborate excuse. A simple, "Thank you for asking, but I'm not able to do that right now," is perfectly fine. Fourthly, consistency is key. Don't set boundaries one day and then throw them out the window the next. It's like building a house. If you keep changing the blueprints halfway through, it's going to be a mess. Be consistent with your no's, reinforce your limits, and don't let people pressure you into compromising your well-being. And finally, remember to take care of yourself. Setting boundaries is a form of self-love, so make sure you're practicing other self-care rituals that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Take time for things you enjoy, connect with supportive friends, and prioritize activities that bring you joy. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, this super organized and driven woman who always puts everyone else's needs before her own. She's constantly saying yes to helping friends move, covering shifts at work, and running errands for everyone she knows. But lately, she's been feeling drained, overwhelmed, and resentful. She realizes that all this constant giving is leaving her with no time or energy for herself. So, Sarah starts setting boundaries. She declines requests politely, learns to say no without guilt, and prioritizes self-care activities like yoga and reading. Suddenly, she feels lighter, happier, and more present in her relationships. See, it's all about finding that sweet spot where you can be a supportive friend, family member, or colleague while still honoring your own needs. Remember, healthy boundaries are not walls. They're bridges to stronger, more fulfilling relationships. They allow us to connect authentically, express our needs honestly, and create space for both giving and receiving love in a balanced way. Take it from me, folks, setting those boundaries is like hitting the refresh button on your relationships. It's an act of self-respect, a gift to yourself, and the key to unlocking deeper, more meaningful connections. So go out there and start tapping out those overstimulating situations. And remember, if you find this stuff helpful, hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building a community where we support each other in living our best, most authentic lives. Until next time, peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.